Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Lee Ann, that's capital L, small e, capital A, and N, all one word, Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S. Address is 6222 Joplin, J-O-P-L-I-N, Court, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-564-9273, ID is XXX, XXX, 3127, date of birth is 12-21-1941, 80-year-old, married woman, insurance Medicare slash American National, pharmacy is Costco-Chico, it's addressed to... Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-L-E-L, dash, capital K-H-A-L-M-D. Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of tremor, subparagraph, previous concerns about underlying diagnosis of Parkinsonism, new paragraph, known comorbid medical problems, list these vertically. Hypothyroidism. Type 2 diabetes, vitamin D deficiency, dyslipidemia, macular degeneration, cataracts, sensory neural hearing loss, seasonal allergic rhinitis, asthma, GERD, osteoarthritis, cervical degeneration, with spinal stenosis, and radiculopathy, lower extremity sciatica, osteoporosis, previous history of syncope 2019, diverticulitis, Bouchard nodes, new paragraph, current medications, albuterol sulfate, list these vertically, aspirin 81 milligrams, atorvastatin 10 milligrams, Brio Ellipta, chlortrimeton, diclofenac, topical gel, epinephrine 0.3 milligrams, / 0.3 milliliters auto injector, levothyroxine 75 micrograms, losartan 25 milligram tablets, nebumin tone 500 milligrams, Preservision AREDS, BID, Prolia 60 milligrams, SQ injection, SQ 6 months, Tizanidine, 4 milligram tablets, for myospasm, Tylenol, 1 POPRN, Ventolin HFA, aerosol inhaler, 2 puffs Q 4 hours, vitamin D 325 micrograms, chlorpheniramine 4 milligrams, allergies slash adverse reactions, ibuprofen, abdominal pain. Dear Dr. L. Cajal, thank you for referring Lee Ann Bowers for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, she was previously under the care of Dr. Das, D-A-S, in Paradise, before the campfire, subparagraph, she was evaluated for tremor with a clinical history possibly suspicious for early Parkinsonism. New paragraph, she was never treated for her tremor. New paragraph, she was never treated for Parkinsonism. New paragraph. Since that time of the campfire, her tremor has remained persistent, subparagraph. At times, she has slight shakiness in both upper extremities, which makes lifting objects somewhat difficult with her upper extremity weakness. And at times, she has difficulty with her handwriting, new paragraph. On her clinical examination today, she has obvious muscular twitching in the lateral muscle of her left hand at rest, but no obvious fine or other tremor in the upper extremities at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. She gave an additional important clinical history of snoring at night. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today demonstrates normal cranial nerve function. New paragraph. Her motor examination shows bilateral, proximal, and distal lower extremity weakness correlating with her findings of cervical degeneration and multilevel spinal stenosis with symptoms of bilateral, right greater than left, proximal radiculopathy in the arms that at times can be severe when she has recurrent episodes of symptoms of neck strain, which is responsive to medications including tizanidine, which she has taken in the past. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are preserved. They are not brisk in the lower extremities. Subparagraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes suggests equivocal pulmonal responses bilaterally and a right Babinski sign suggesting upper motor neuron disease. So that is cerebral upper motor neuron disease. New paragraph. Sensory examination is otherwise preserved to touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation, but she does complain of a history of paresthesias in both lower extremities distally. She denied numbness or tingling in the fingertips of the hands, new paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows preserved rapid alternating and successive movements, some bradykinesia in fine motor speed testing, passive range of motion with distraction techniques is entirely unremarkable for inducible neuromuscular stiffness, rigidity, or cogwheeling. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination remains preserved without ataxia. New paragraph, she is slow, experiencing some difficulty arising from a low chair. Possibly a consequence of lumbar degenerative disease with a history of sciatica. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Leanne Bowers presents with a clinical history of suspected Parkinsonian tremor. However, her clinical examination is unremarkable for Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. She clearly has cervical degeneration with spinal stenosis and upper and radiculopathy with bilateral upper extremity motor weakness. New paragraph. Her neurological examination suggests upper motor neuron disease-related degeneration, for which additional testing will be completed. Recommendations. Diagnostic laboratory studies have been ordered for her history of tremor with copies to your office. New paragraph, we'll obtain neuroquantitative brain MR imaging at her age to exclude cerebrovascular disease, contributing to her findings. New paragraph. Overnight home sleep testing will be completed to exclude comorbid obstructive sleep apnea, contributing to her clinical symptoms of malaise, fatigue, and tremor during the day. New paragraph. At this time, I am holding initiation of any medication for the treatment of this tremor until we can have more information and possibly some electrodiagnostic testing on her left upper extremity, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.